Hi there. My name is Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? What do you know about God? Well, in our first series of short lessons, we suggested that you give God another chance. Well, if you're going to give God another chance, you better know the person you're giving another chance to. And that's the focus of the next several 10-minute lessons. Today's lesson, TikTok, what time is it on the Creator Clock? The Creator Clock is an encoding device that will give you an easy way to know the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, the creator of the universe. Now, like all your friends, God has attributes. If someone asked you to describe your friends, you'd probably pick a friend, and you'd use all the attributes you know about your friend to describe him. I have a friend, and if you asked me to describe him, I'd tell you he is kind and caring and smart and knowledgeable and friendly. That's at least five things that I could say about my friend. Those are five of his attributes. If you ask me to describe God, there are hundreds of things that I could say about him, but there are at least 13 things that I would want you absolutely to know about him above all the other things that I could say. The Creator Clock houses all 13 of those attributes that I want you to know about God. So our next series of short lessons will use the Creator Clock to describe my best friend, my God, my Savior, the Supreme Being of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ. So here's the Creator Clock once again with the 13 attributes I want you to know. Now, at 1 o'clock on the Creator Clock, God is one in essence. That means he exists. He is the great I Am, and there is no one like him in the universe. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22 says, "Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other." There's God, and there are a lot of pretenders. At 2 o'clock on the Creator Clock, God is voracious. He always tells the truth, and there never has been, nor will there ever be a time when he doesn't tell the absolute truth. John chapter 14. Verse 6 says this, Jesus said to doubting Thomas, "I am the way and I am the truth and I am the life, and no one comes to God the Father but through believing in me." At 3 o'clock on the Creator Clock, God is three persons, separate and distinct. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He expresses himself as a triune God, one God in essence, but three separate and distinct persons. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit." At 4 o'clock on the Creator Clock, God is justice. God is always fair, and he has never been unfair to any of his creatures. He is judicial in his approach. He is as judicial in the matter of the universe as a courtroom judge is in the human realm. Psalm 33:5 says this, "The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord." At 5 o'clock on the Creator Clock, God is righteous. He is perfect in all his ways, and he is the only one who is without sin in the entire universe. 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 6 says, "So the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves and said, 'The Lord is righteous.'" At 6 o'clock on the Creator Clock, God is omniscient. God knows all that is knowable. 1 John chapter 3, verse 20b says, "God is greater than our heart and knows all things." At 7 o'clock on the Creator Clock, God is willing. And that means God has will. He has will for himself, and he has will for all mankind. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow about his promises, some accuse him of. But the Lord is patient toward you and is not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance," which is a change of mind about a relationship with Christ. At 8 o'clock on the Creator Clock, God is immutable. That means he never changes anything, especially he never changes his mind. So anything he does or anything he says, you can completely count on it that it absolutely will be done. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. At 9 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. He transcends the boundaries of time and space, and he is always with you. Psalm 139:7 says, where can I go to flee from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? And the answer, of course, is nowhere. At 10 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is sovereign. Nothing happens in the entire created universe without his blessing and without his permission. Psalm 103, verse 19 says, the Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. At 11 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is omnipotent. He has all the power. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11 says, yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth. Yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all. He is omnipotent. He has all the power. At 12 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is the eternal life, the resurrection life, what I call the Zoe life, to borrow the Greek word for the life. Deuteronomy 33:27, the eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And then right smack dab in the center of the Creator clock is God's greatest attribute. God is unconditional love. He is unconditional in his love to all his creatures. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, the one who does not know, who does not love unconditionally, does not know God, for God is unconditional love. Well, it'll be fun for us to see what the Bible has to say about the Lord Jesus Christ, this great God that we have, and all of these attributes, and I look forward to sharing the Bible's knowledge of him with you. If you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons every week to edify your spiritual life. If you like these lessons, share them with your friends. If you like these lessons also, feel free to help us financially so we can keep providing these lessons free of charge to people all over the world. Thanks very much to those of you who have helped us. And when you give, do it because you have been given to, not because you have to, but because you want to give. And keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.